I guess life wasn't easy. Christina nodded.
Work a homestead like this and life's not easy. If you get born with a gimp leg, it doesn't help none. And having someone like Pa rule your life kind of puts the lid on the kettle.
You ever think of running?
Ryan looked around at the barren wilderness and realized immediately the futility of the question. It produced a second smile.
Sure, Ryan. Just set off running. North, south, east, west. I could have taken one of the horses, but they'd have caught me and Pa would have been angered. If I wasn't a lady, I could show you things Pa'd done to me when he got himself in a righteous anger.
You want to come with us?
She looked at him, and he was suddenly aware of the raw-boned beauty that had been hidden behind the mask of restraint and fear.
I'd like that a real lot. You seem good folks.
Then we can...
But I won't come, Ryan. I'll stay here. Work the land.
How can...
Work the land? My land? God damn it, I've earned this spread, Ryan, and I'm not about to ride away without a backward glance.
It's too big a job. It'll break you down.
I bend, Ryan, but I don't break that easy. Never know. Might get myself some help one of these fine days.
I hope so. I truly hope so, Christina.
They agreed to a deal over 6 saddle horses, plus a rangy pack mule. The jack had changed hands, and Christina had tucked it into a dark green coffee can that sat over the fireplace. Ryan and the others had gone to check on the girths and stirrups for the ride south. It was several minutes before Christy noticed that Jack wasn't with the rest of them.
Must be outside.
Or in the outhouse.
The lad is most likely deeply, involved with the lady.
What? A kid like Jack? And Christina? She's a grown woman.
Ryan patted his bay mare on the neck, looking away from the homestead into the distant heat haze where they'd soon be heading. There was a darkening on the farthest horizon, which suggested the possibility of rain.
I'll go get him. Don't like the look of that sky.
Ryan walked toward the main house, seeing swirling dust devils out on the plain beyond the corral. A ball of sagebrush tore loose and rolled away, jamming itself to a halt against a fence of old, rusting barbed wire. He stepped onto the porch.
Come on, Jack!
From the cooler, shadowed gloom within the main room, he caught sudden movement. But his eye wasn't accustomed to the darkness, and he couldn't be sure what he'd seen, or what he'd nearly seen.
You ready, Jack?
The teenager had stepped away quickly to stand near the table, his fingers drumming nervously on the scarred wood.
Yeah. Show.
Ryan glanced across to where Christina Ballinger stood, hand patting at her hair.
Don't want to change your mind and ride along with us.
To his surprise, it was Jack who answered.
Doesn't, Ryan. Asked her. Said not.
Oh, well, if you're sure.
I'm as sure as I can be, Ryan. Thanks for the invitation. A big part of me wants to come along with you all, but this is home.
Well, as long as you can manage the stock and...
Fucking said no, Ryan! Drop it!
Hey, take it easy. You watch the
way... Easy now, easy. No call for this.
Right. You're right. I'm real sorry. Sorry, Jack.
Sure. Sorry, Ryan. Sorry, Christina.
The three of them waited, like a frozen tableau. Ryan took a couple of steps toward the open door in the dazzling sunlight, but the boy made no move to follow.
Jack, there's a chemstorm blowing up away south. We should leave.
Yeah. Go, Ryan. I catch up. Couple of fucking minutes is all.
Ryan hesitated, completely thrown, unable to understand what was happening. He was puzzled at Jack's determined refusal to join them. Christina smiled gently.
Don't worry, Ryan. I won't eat him. It's just that he and I need a few minutes to talk some.
What about?
That comes down to being Jack's business and my business, Ryan, and not your business at all. Sorry. He'll be out in 5 minutes and on the trail after you in 10. I promise.
Fine.
Ryan turned toward the door, then stopped, swinging to face her again.
I wish you well, Christina. I mean it.
I know you do. And may your gods go with you, Ryan. And I'll always be in your debt.
As they rode toward the darkening sky, neither Jack nor Ryan said anything to satisfy the curiosity of their friends regarding what had gone on at the homestead. Doc was the only one who tried to question the boy.
Did you reach an understanding with that woman, Jack?
My business, Doc.
She's almost old enough to be your mother, wouldn't you say?
And you're fucking old enough to be a dead man, Doc.
Guess there's some degree of truth in that, Jack. I won't argue with you. And you're right. Privacy is of prime importance.
Yeah.
In front of them, they could see towering thunderheads, blotting out the hazy sun and bringing an oppressive humid gloom across the land. On either side of the highway were narrow arroyos, their bottoms deeply sculpted and eroded by rain and frost. Lightning streaked and silver daggers slashed with violet, bringing an almost ceaseless rumble of thunder. JB hunched his shoulders and tugged on the brim of his fedora, settling it tighter on his head.
Could be bad.
Yeah. The storm held off for almost an hour, but the sky boiled with the swollen clouds. Lightning slashed across the turbulent canvas, and thunder cascaded all around them. The horses were uncomfortable, and twice JB's mare got spooked and made a frantic dash along the dusty blacktop. It took all of the armorer's strength and skill to control the frightened mare. All the animals were edgy, and only Doc seemed able to ride comfortably. In his early life, particularly around the Villa Front Royal, Ryan had ridden a lot. But over the past 10 years, he hadn't spent much time on horseback. Christy kept leaning forward and whispering to the Appaloosa she'd picked out, trying to keep it calm. Jack clung to the back of his tall gelding, like a burr stuck to the hide of a buffalo. His white hair glowed in the dimness of the approaching storm, and he hadn't spoken a word to anyone in the past 50 minutes or so. But Doc, on a black stallion, rode with a stately grace. His grizzled hair blew out around his head in a silvery halo, making him look like a circuit preacher of olden times.
Best damned fun I've had in a long while, dear Ryan.
It's hard on the ass, Doc.
I noticed that you've been riding tall in the saddle, Ryan. I thought you might have been stricken with piles.
Ah, shove it up a skunk's ass, Doc.
The trail wound down a gentle slope toward a valley, steep on the right and shallower on the left. On the lower side, about a quarter mile off, Ryan could see what looked like a dried-out riverbed, snaking southward along the highway. The air tasted bitter from the nearness of the storm. Ryan had considered going back to the homestead, but they were already too far along the road toward the Grandee. Over the years, he'd seen many bad chemstorms. The nuclear holocaust of more than 100 years ago had done much more than just destroy human society. It had altered the face of the land forever, and had changed the climate, giving it new extremes, new highs, and new lows. Doc was moving ahead at a slow canter, with Christy riding second, her vermilion hair blowing behind her like a mane of fire. JB was third, towing the mule, Mildred leaning over her mount's neck just behind him. Jack was in fifth place, and Ryan ate everyone's dust at the rear. Jack turned in his saddle, glancing behind him. For a moment, Ryan thought that the boy was looking at him. Then he realized that the glowing ruby eyes were focused far behind him, way back up the winding blacktop.
You could have stayed.
The teenager heeled in his horse and waited for Ryan to move up beside him.
Did you hear me?
Yeah, could have stayed. One day. Like to stop running, killing. One day. Not now.
But not there?
Ryan started thinking about the age difference between the snow-haired lad and the raw-boned woman.
Well...
The first heavy spots of cool rain suddenly came pattering into the red dust. Within 30 seconds, the storm swallowed up the group. Ryan immediately lost sight of the others, the rain sheeting around him in a blinding, swirling pall. He blinked as the water coursed over his face, running down his neck, under his shirt, chilling his stomach. It was so powerful that it even trickled behind the patch over his destroyed left eye.
Whoa!
His horse pulled against the reins, then stopped dead, lowering its own head, stubbornly resisting all of his efforts to kick it along.
Fuck.
Accepting the inevitable, Ryan leaned forward and waited. There'd been no cover anywhere around. There was nothing else to do, and nowhere else to go. Lightning pulverized an outcrop of sandstone boulders that had been about 50 paces to Ryan's right, making the earth shake and his hair stand on end. The air filled with the flat stench of released ozone, and the immediate roll of thunder was literally deafening.
Fire blast.
Hanging on to the bridle, Ryan slipped down off the back of the horse, pressing against its quivering flanks to try to give himself some minimal shelter. At one point, he made the mistake of trying to look at the sky above him. The rain was so total that he had the momentary panic that he might drown. Rain beat at his face, making the skin taut and painful, coursing into his nose and into his mouth as he gasped for breath. He spat into the thick mud that oozed around his boots. The horse stamped, and a red shower splattered his pants. After another few minutes, Ryan felt himself becoming totally